This is gonna be a tough episode, so bear with us. Love you.
Love you.
Also, Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
Anyways, moving forward. The following contains content not suitable for the youth under the age of 17 without adult supervision. So if this is not a good time for you to be listening to this, please pick a better time. Other than that, we'll give you a few seconds. Welcome to Aisle 7. My name is Savage, and this is my beautiful wife,
Liti.
We're in the Cove right now, our home base of operations, and this is Beach Talk for the Long Walk. We would like to definitely give a great big shout-out and thanks to our first donations from our first supporters. And, you know who you are. We don't have to, say your name because, it's just much appreciated. We've been working very hard at this, grinding from sunup till sundown, trying to, make sure our content is relevant, but more importantly, influential. Not in a bad way. We're not clout chasers, but more to change the landscape, and the lives. Mm-hmm. So thank you to those donations. We really appreciate you guys. Ofalahiatu, and we pray more manifold over you guys in return. Definitely. God bless you guys. We here would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, for the free distribution of our podcast. We do not take that lightly. Go ahead and download the Anchor app and look us up at Aisle 7, the podcast. It's all about self-progress. Today's episode is dedicated to the very great, influential, just culture-changing, inspiring leader of a man, Chadwick Boseman. None other than the Black Panther himself, King T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman. There's not much me and my wife can say, but just the fact that our kids were highly influenced by him and his role in the movie The Black Panther, because that played such a influential key in our kids' development to see someone of not only just color, regardless of the difference in culture, but someone that they can relate to as far as, in customs, in traditions. The movie Black Panther highlighted a lot of things that we, even as Tongan Americans, identified with, so... Would you like to share anything about that?
Yeah. I'm not just saying this because he's black himself, but I can honestly tell you it brought a different perspective in lives to minorities. What I mean?
Shout out to all races, all cultures, all beautiful people.
I've never really liked comics, and I've never really into it. Of course, my husband, he's a big time comics, but when... Black Panther was made, man, I didn't know how, I saw the reaction,
he brought it to life.
Yeah, he brought it to life, but it felt so real. Mm-hmm. The fact that he went and find out more about the culture instead of just doing it, he did a great job. Yeah. And my kids, man, I have videos of my kids going to Disneyland.
We posted up on Instagram earlier this week, too, if you haven't seen it, when we first met Black Panther.
So. Yeah, so that's the whole thing. He changed a whole mindset, perspective that it is, it's not even a race thing. It's just that. Thank you for doing that. And praying for your family, your wife, and, whoever else that was really close to you. Yeah. At this time, we pray for your family. So,
rest in peace. And prayers and condolences to the family of Chadwick Boseman. Ofalahiatu, malo apito. Moving forward. Our thought of the day. Do you value your privacy? As real as that question is, do you or do we or do us as a people or a person or human beings, do we value our privacy? Speaking for me and my wife, we're very blunt, we're very open, we're very transparent, but more importantly, we do value our privacy. There are some things that the world should know that doesn't have to know that we keep to ourselves because that's what we keep most precious to us. So, what about you?
Yes, totally. I didn't know what privacy was. You know, mm-hmm. It was just, you know, growing up in a family that just, it's a one big house, everybody lived there, you know, there was no such thing, you know, it's not a lot of privacy. Until you get older, privacy is a very important thing because not everybody needs to know your business. Yeah. Not everybody needs to tap in. You know, when there's too many voices, it doesn't go.
You should have that one person you go to.
Yeah, but not even just that, just too many voices, sometimes it doesn't work well, you know. Yeah. Somebody's got to be a leader in it, and our privacy is more important as well. You know, so there's just something, you know, that you gotta have.
Yeah, so once again, thought of the day, do you value your privacy?
Yeah.
Our song of the day, Bob Marley, Redemption. Redemption song released in 1980. Neither of us were born or even thought of, so I'm not even going to bother asking what we were doing. But to those of you that remember when this song came out, I hope this strikes a memory and you just reminisce about how good those times were when you first heard this song. Bob Marley, Redemption song, released in 1980. That was a really good year, but the 80s was a fun time from what I heard, you know, so. I try not to get emotional when I hear this because it's the meaning, you know. Rest in peace to Bob Marley and, you know, shout out to the Marley family.
Old pirates, yes, they robbed by. Sold night to the merchant ships. Minutes after day to die. From the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong. By the end of the
hour. Jah the Almighty, yes, I. Jah bless.
Forward in this generation. Triumphantly. Won't you live to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
That's beautiful.
It's never old.
Never gets old. I can always listen never to that and just go to sleep and be at peace. So, Bob Marley, Redemption song released in 1980. Go ahead and tag us to a video of you on your IG story and vibing to it and, you know, show us what you got moving forward. Our number of the day, 8. Wherever you are, wherever you are, when you come across it, dwell in the moment and catch some understanding. 8. Our color of the day, would you like to read that?
Color of the day, it is yellow.
Yellow. If yellow. You see it, say it. Yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, my glasses or my teeth? What the?
Your heart. Yellow.
Our person of the day, Stan Lee. If you're not aware of who he is and what he's done, I mean, he's pretty prominent in the history of America. But Stan Lee, go ahead and do your research on him and tell us what you find in your studies. But Stan Lee, I consider him the father of all comics, so.
He's great.
Our quote of the day. I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to my wife.
I feel that I'm living my purpose. But the thing about purpose is that it unfolds to you more and more every day.
Yeah. That comes by way of Chadwick Boseman himself, the man. I believe he read this at a graduation. But yeah, once again, I feel that I'm living my purpose. But the thing about purpose is that it unfolds to you more and more every day. By Chadwick Boseman. And we hope that you take that quote and apply it into your life. You know, if it makes sense to you, you're obviously doing it, man. So, you know, keep going. Our goal of the week, no yelling, outbursts, or screaming. Our goal of the week. Congratulations to our brothers down at the Tough Block Podcast for their one-year anniversary.
Anniversary.
Anniversary. Their anniversary. So shout out to Tough Block Podcast. You guys did an amazing job this year. Hey, just looking forward to more years to come, man. Great stuff, guys. Our workout tip of the day. 15 to 30 seconds of planks, 4 sets. All right. We don't have a PIC to feature today on account of we wanted to focus this episode more on just the great memory of Chadwick Boseman. I mean, like, I can't stress enough how influential the man was in that role of Black Panther and what he did for me and my family by, you know, just celebrating indigenous culture, man. It was beautiful to see. So we have no PIC for today, but, you know, if you do watch our podcast or listen to us, hit us up and let us know so we can feature you on the next episode.
But we do want to...
I'm so sorry. We have to make a correction about what happened last episode. So go ahead, babe.
Yeah, last episode, I made the mistake of assuming, you know, thinking I know it, I know everything. My cousin at the Volvo Lashes.
Not Lolohea Pulu, but
Lolohea Tupa.
Tupa.
You know, she hit me up and was talking about, hey, sis, my mother-in-law's last name.
Got her married to two different guys.
Yeah, it's just so hilarious. So I hit her with the last name, like our grandfather's last name. Yeah. And she's like, you're crazy. But other than that, you know, check her out. She's going to be launching in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So tap in. You know, don't sleep on her, man, because, like, you're going to be excited. She added more lashes.
Jump on now before she's blowing up. Volvo lashes.
She added more lashes into her products.
More products, more cosmetics, more items.
Yeah, all that. So please just check her in. But her name is Lolohea Tupa.
Tupa. So thank you for that.
Love you, sis. And shout out to your husband as well.
Shout out. Okay. So moving forward. So no PI scene today. Moving to our next segment, opening statement. Do you have anything you'd like to open with before we begin our discussions today?
I just want to tell people that life is too short. And, you know, just like what's going on to Black Panther, you know, you never know, you know. You never know. Anything that it's unnecessary to hold on to, like, and you gotta, you know, like, that it's gonna eat your peace away.
Oh.
Find a way to just either work through it or just find a way to forgive, you know, because life is too short. So
Thank you for that. My opening statement is just simple and brief, and that's tell those closest to you that you really spend your time with very personally that you love them every day, every time, every chance you get. Tell them that you love them, because it could be today, it could be tomorrow, we don't know, but our time is not guaranteed here on this earth. So for the little time that we do have, be influential, but more importantly, be loving. Mm-hmm. So tell somebody you love them. I love you.
I love you.
All right. So next segment is our prayer point, our point of prayer.
Favorite part.
If we don't mention this or emphasize this enough, we cannot do anything on Aisle 7, the podcast, or period in me and my wife's lives individually or together, if we don't pray and give thanks to that which we believe in, which is Jah the Almighty. So with that being said, we just ask, you know, no disrespect to what you believe in, but a few seconds of acknowledgement to our prayer. And we have you guys in our prayer as well. So with that being said, we begin prayer point now. Wow, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Amen to that.
Amen.
All right. Yeah, it's just, I almost feel like somebody in our family passed away.
I know.
Chadwick Boseman, even though obviously me and my wife didn't know him personally, I mean, we just can't emphasize.
That's how good he was.
Like, if you know us personally, you know that when that movie came out, man, we were just celebrating.
We even made a shirt about it,
every
man.
Chance we could, we just celebrated. So, you know, to Chadwick Boseman and the legacy you left behind, man, like, thank you. Thank you very much for me and my wife and my family to you. Man, it was great being alive for a time that you were working hard for your people and ours all together. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
With that being said, we're going to cut to our first break. When we come back, we will jump into the discussions, get comfortable, get some snacks, get something to drink, and we'll start. But in the meantime, here's one for the haters. All right, go get some, guys. All right, guys, let's jump into our seven subjects of discussion. Number one, Black Panther, King of Wakanda. Number 2, California, Senator Bill 145. Number 3, school is a pipeline to prison. Number 4, child development. Number 5, the avenging angel. Number 6, pandemic unemployment aid. Number 7, marriage the covenant. What would you like to speak on, my love?
School is pipeline.
So, what I meant by that and why I wanted to discuss that is, sorry about that. School is a pipeline is basically, so I work, if I haven't mentioned before, and I'll be coming out with a series soon on our YouTube channel called Secured, based on my time working as a security guard at a high school out here. But I worked at probably one of the baddest high schools out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And literally, it was ran like a prison. I mean, the way the format was is just like, it was prison. And I don't know that personally, but the fact that I identified a lot of the nature and the setup of our school and how we ran things, it was basically a lot of the minorities that were there in the school that I had to deal with, that I had to take to the dean's office and, you know, tell parents that we're going to be sending them with, you know, school officers down to, you know, wherever they take them, as far as the precincts and stuff of that nature. But it was almost like they were being conditioned to be familiarized with the prison system. And that killed me because I worked with somebody, and I'm not going to disclose his name, but if you ever do watch this, bro, thank you for sharing and highlighting something, because he worked as a correctional officer out here at county here in Las Vegas, in Nevada. And he told me it's directly designed that way to suppress and oppress the minority, to keep the private investors that fund the prisons in business, to basically keep the money flowing. And what better way to do that is by keep criminals started at a young and early age. You know what I'm saying? Like, perfect example is the high school. How do you feel about that?
Man, I never knew that. Yeah. You know, I think with everything that's happening in the school, you had to work in the school to actually know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being a part of the whatever department that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
I think it opened your eyes to see, like, man, that's hella shady. That school are being ran by jail, you know what I mean? Because of the fear that the money is going nowhere. You know what I mean? It's not helping anybody. But the thing is, a lot of those schools have nothing but minorities in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your tax bracket is not
They ain't worried about you.
Yeah, they ain't worried about you.
So you either push to the back or last in line.
Yeah, a lot of things that has to do with, like, the area as well, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And wherever that's else we're coming from. So the thing is, it's like, we kind of, like, just get the bad end of it, and the little bit that they have for us. They're not really for us, but whatever it is, they'll just go with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm understanding everything you're saying.
So it's a sad world, man. It's a sad thing that our people and, you know, other minorities out there has to go through that. So.
Yeah, I mean, so like I was talking about my coworker, my friend at work, he had just got there when I was when I was transitioning, and he came directly from being a CEO at county out here.
Yeah.
And he told me that, I mean, there were times where, so there was a big fire out here last year, a big brush fire, and there wasn't a lot of firefighters at the time. So what they did was they actually, and I'm not declaring this as factual, but what he told me, that they deployed inmates from their county,
mm-hmm,
to go and fight the fires. That, I'm sorry, aren't they sentenced to be in prison to serve their time, not to be firefighters? Because if that was the case, pay those men. You get what I'm saying? And that to me brought shock to me, because what he told me after was that this is how actually it happens often, where if there's a lot of federal jobs that need to be filled out and that are kind of underwhelmed in numbers, they actually take a lot of the inmates and they put them in those outlets, and yet they don't pay them.
They have to go through training, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, but I mean, that's, who knows? We don't know what's going on in those prisons. They're probably training them, but what I'm saying is like, in the high schools, where I was working at more evidently, was that I was seeing firsthand nature where I would just see the school officers, the school police, tackle kids in the middle of the quad, cuff them, and I mean, I don't know if I can speak on this, but I gotta say, because it's in my heart, I saw a kid get handcuffed, read his rights, still a minor, mind you, nobody's 18 at the time, and I'm confirming that these kids were definitely minors, but taken off to jail and their parents had to come and get them after work. How is that legal? You read them their Miranda rights, and then you take them off into the patrol car in the back, handcuffed, to jail? Or, I mean, even to down just to the police station. I mean, how is that even... All I'm saying is the best way to make someone believe they're enslaved is make them believe they're enslaved. And then that's how they become prisoners.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You limit, you think, border off, and you, you create boundaries to where... Yeah. They're limited in everything they do. And then they become a prisoner in that facet and in that concept and conditioning that they eventually become accustomed to the prison system.
I think it's so good that you brought that up.
Our schools had barred windows.
Yeah. I think the one thing that is... continue, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so sorry. My wife is just... If you didn't hear, my son Zulu's in the cove right now. My wife's just dealing with him. She's most likely going to change his diaper. But in the meantime, yeah, just school is a pipeline. That's what we feel. And why I wanted to highlight that was just be aware, be involved with your kids' development, because we don't know what the kids are dealing with in high school these days and what's being fed to them as truth and evidence at high school right now, or even just middle school. What I dealt with was just at the high school, so...
I wanted to say something about that, like you said earlier, was that, yes, they're doing that because of how minorities are taking things.
Oh, yeah.
Drives us crazy.
Low income, you know? I mean, it's easy. We're in a impoverished state.
Yeah, and it's almost kind of like saying, like, they make us believe that, yeah. They're almost kind of like controlling us, but not controlling us. Yeah. And it's like when they do get the hold of us, when we started going crazy, that's when they were like, you know what, we'll just throw you guys in jail. You know what I mean? But I'll be back.
Okay. So yeah, so that was School is a Pipeline. Moving forward, we're going to just jump into this real quick because it's actually a really quick segment. I mean, it's a quick subject to speak on, but pandemic unemployment aid. Jesus Christ. I mean, God the Almighty, please help us all. No joke, PUA, P-U-A, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a outreach, it's a help, it's a benefit, it's a support for those who need it, right? Financially, because some of us just don't have jobs, can't even get a job right now due to the pandemic and other things happening in place as far as evictions, you know, maintaining financial stability, even jumping into our savings to pay for a lot of our bills and our insurance policies and stuff of this nature. But pandemic unemployment aid is really meant to help us, right? And for those who are abusing it, it are the reasons why we got to make these unnecessary calls in the evening to sit there for hours upon hours just to hear, make your call again in about a few minutes. And, you know, sometimes they'll even hang up on us. Like, my wife knows, real well how hard it is just to get through onto the other side of that damn line when you finally get in contact with somebody to speak to. For us personally, yes, we do need PUA, but it's not evident to where it's like it's the thing we're relying on. First and foremost, if we don't say it enough, me and my wife rely on our belief, on our faith, that God got us. So if that money isn't going to come our way, then obviously God has something better planned. But really, it's just about understanding that, you know, this is an outreach benefit for people who really need it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to change, baby, but I, you know, it's so funny you brought that up. I was just thinking about that. Well, first of all, I want to just clear some things up. For those of you, out there who's taking advantage of that, it's wrong, you know. And
no judgment.
And I'm not judging you, you know, whatever it is. Just know that evil money is going to get you either money one way or another, regardless. You know. It's evil, but it's necessary to have
it. It's how people are using it.
Exactly. So my thing is like, like my husband said, we don't, abuse. This money isn't abuse. To, no, this money isn't to have it like, oh, if we don't get it, we're good, you know, things like that. But I am here to say that my husband is well qualified for it. And the fact that things are being stopped because either somebody got a hold of our information and things like that. Because I myself had to go through the same thing. I did work for about almost like a month, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I called just to clarify if I was qualified for it. And, you know, they were saying as long as you were trying to look for a job, got a job, and then you got laid off and all that stuff, you're good to go. So the thing that is the holdup is that I have to sit on the phone for more than hours just to talk to somebody, because when I got through, I know exactly what to say because someone else has my information, which is, you know, I know God will take care of that, but all we're saying is that it's ridiculous that we have to go through this because other people out there are taking advantage abusing of it, you know, and abusing it in ways that, man, you could just, you're probably out there like just, and no judging, but we're just saying that they're the reason why we're on hold. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The call volume is high.
Yeah. Please call back again.
Yeah.
In a few minutes.
Yeah, basically why we wanted to highlight this is because for those of us that are in need of PUA, I understand. Hey, man, you know, it's hard. It really is hard.
Trust me.
Nobody expected this pandemic or just the events that have taken place in 2020 to happen the way it has. But the fact that, you know, there's federal money that is here to help us to take care of our situations, it's available to us. But for some reason, there's little bumps and things we have to jump over just to receive it.
Yeah.
That makes it kind of tough because we're already dealing, you know, and I'm not just talking about me and my wife. I know there are people who have it worse than us.
Yeah.
You know, so shout out to you for who are just making it. And we pray, you know, return that it's going to come back for you in the most positive way, that God has got you, man.
And all we're saying is that, you know, that pandemic unemployment thing is that control what you can control.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Everything else that you're not capable of controlling, that you can't do nothing about it, but control what you can control.
Yeah.
Which means
that's great.
Just do the right thing, you know?
So yeah, man, PUA is just it's a federal benefit. It's an aid that's meant to help all of us. And you know, if you or anyone that you know is just in need of help,
Look into it.
Yeah. If there's any way you can reach out and help somebody, by all means, help that person.
Yeah.
But if you know people who are abusing that and not really putting the right information and documents that they need to put in order to help the next person, you know, hey, get yours and then get out of the line, that's hurtful, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of us out here are really struggling and we need the help.
Yeah.
You know? Don't be afraid to say you need it. Because trust me, we all need it right now.
Yeah.
So.
And praying for all you guys out there.
Definitely prayers, thoughts, condolences, you know, manifold, whatever you're going through. Pray it, that it comes back to you in the best way possible. So, yeah, man, PUA, just take care of what you got to take care of, and for that which you can't control, pray. Just pray. So I'm good with that.
I'm good with it.
Okay. So we're gonna take another break. When we come back, we will jump back into the discussion and get into some more good details. So with that being said, take a break, we'll come back, and we'll continue. All right. All right, guys, we're back and jumping right back into the discussion. So we've covered already two of it. What we have left is Black Panther, California SB 145, Child Development, The Avenging Angel, and Marriage the Covenant. What would you like to speak on?
You pick. I already picked.
No, I picked the pool.
I'm sorry. Let's go with The Avenging
Angel. So, there was this guy by the name of Jason Vukovic or Vukovic, but Jason Vukovic or Jason Vukovic basically murdered and killed child molesters. He was killing them, sex offenders. I mean, he took a hammer and was beating them to death. And he went on he was a serial killer. He was killing off these molesters and sex offenders. And his reason behind it was because he didn't want the kids to hurt or suffer, because he himself was a victim of sex abuse. And, you know, how I got wind of this was somebody had posted it on Instagram, and it's a real story. It checks out. I believe that he was from Alaska, but in the picture that I saw was him smiling to his brother before they took him in. And, you know, it touched me because, you know, it's a crime nonetheless. You know, you can't just go killing people. But his conviction and why he did it was that these people that are doing it, men or women, are evil, you know, hurting little children like this. Or not even just children, but, you know, minors or people who can't defend themselves, and being justified as in, oh, well, you'll just go to jail for what you did, or you'll be registered in the system so people can identify that you're a sex offender. But this guy, Jason Vukovic, or Vukovic, was doing that. He was killing people. He took justice into his own hands and was killing them off. Now, once again, we don't condone
violence.
Not just violence, but crime.
Crime.
Because it's still a crime to kill people.
Yes.
But in understanding, we get it. You know what I'm saying? Why he was doing it. How do you feel about that?
Shoot, if the police aren't listening, you gotta do it. If nobody's think you're crazy, you gotta take these things up, yeah, you know, upon yourself. I mean, I'm not one of those people to like condone those kind of things, you know.
It's the understanding.
Because you're just as bad as, you know, I'm not saying it's the same thing.
No, it's the understanding.
But it's just understanding. We gotta use wisdom, you know. And the reason why I say that is because you can go out there and kill people. It's not gonna change anything. Yeah. It's just gonna the crime is already.
It's the influence of what he did, and now people are scared
exactly.
and aware.
So the thing is
that's
is
good.
Like
that's good.
Yeah, the thing is like it's like, which one is Jason?
He's in yellow.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a little bit of more information on Jason Vukovic or Vukovic. They call him the Alaskan Avenger, the Avenging Angel. The Alaskan Avenger, Jason Vukovic, would seek out sex offenders on a registry and break into their homes late at night and beat them with a hammer. Vukovic himself had been molested and beaten by his adoptive father when he was a child. He told one of his victims that he was an avenging angel for abused children. And, you know.
So, so if you just hear the word avenging angel, could you.
Actually, I take that back. I don't know if he actually killed them. So I got to do more research on that.
Yeah.
I apologize.
So avenging angel to me, like, it just sounded like someone was sent from God. You know what I mean? Just saying that. You know
That's
what I mean?
Good.
And my thing is, like, let's just say this, this guy, because we don't know, this guy was going to these people and say, I was sent from God. I'm just saying, you know, what if that's what he's saying to them?
That's what
you know
he
what
might
I mean?
Believe.
And the thing is, it's things like that can turn a person to do those things, because people are going to think you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the world that we live in, it's not normal to just go and kill anybody.
Yeah.
You know,
even
but
if he believes
in what he believes, I can't knock him for what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And the fact that, one, he was a victim of it, you know, and to go through that all your lives, and now the only way you think is to fix it or to do anything about it is just kill those people. You know what I mean? Which is not a good thing, but we don't know what he was going through. You know what I mean? So
what I want to comment on is that it's a crime to break into people's homes and beat the shit out of them with a freaking hammer, regardless if you have a hammer or not. You're breaking and entering, and then you're causing harm to somebody. But in his reason in doing it, that I do understand, because You know, I do question our justice system and mm-hmm. how they handle things. You know, who they judge and who they don't judge, and if they judge properly versus did they judge, mm-hmm. did they even judge at all?
Or did they even look into it?
With this story, with all that's happening in the world, child trafficking, molestation, and the things that even we've brought to light in our own community, when you hear something like this, for me and my wife, that I speak confidently, is that it's not surprising. We're actually, we're in understanding of it, because, you know, you can't take the law into your own hands, but there are some situations to where when justice doesn't complete it 100%, you know, nature will send somebody to correct it.
Yep.
And sure. in that, I mean, the avenging angel Jason himself came to correct those mistakes. And I mean,
because ain't nobody's doing anything about it.
I mean, we don't really know the full details of the people, the victims he was beating. But I mean, if he believed that they were sex offenders and you know, child abusers, I mean, damn, man. I don't know.
It's crazy.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I just, you know,
I just wanted to bring that up because
I know
men in our community that when they found out there were people in their family or just even that they knew that were doing that, automatic cut off, or they did harm to those people.
Take care, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is why I see where Jason is coming from, is because, you know, if people aren't doing anything about it and it's continuing to happen,
Jesus Christ.
Then you know what? I'm sorry, but I got to take this in my head. And I could even...
Nina, come here.
I could even, like, lose my life.
Yeah.
Because things already been done to me that I don't feel like there's even a life for me. You know
maybe,
what I mean?
Maybe Jason is all of our hearts manifested. You know, how we really want to do things sometimes.
Yeah, like, because men, sometimes there's rage in men that like...
Not just men.
Yeah, and women too. But it's things that's being done to them that it can go wrong. You know what I mean? Is either you learn from it and change it, or you just become this person that everybody think you're a monster.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay, so moving forward. I choose California SB 145 or California Senator Bill 145. And basically what this was, California just recently passed a bill that, in our own words, okays people to, I'm sorry, have sex with minors and not get in real trouble for it. I'm going to go ahead and read the actual bill itself. So this is Senate Bill number 145, Chapter 777. Wow. Ooh. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
An act to amend Section 311.11 of, and to repeal and add Section 288.2 of the Penal Code relating to sex offenders, approved by Governor of California October 12, 2013, filed with Secretary of State October 12, 2013, Legislative Council's Digest, Senate Bill 145, Pavely Sex Offenders Child Pornography. Existing law makes it a crime for a person with knowledge that another person is a minor to knowingly distribute, send, cause to be sent, exhibit, or offer to distribute or exhibit by electronic mail or the internet in any harmful matter as defined to a minor with the intent of arousing, appealing to, or gratifying the lust or passions or sexual desires of that person or the minor, and with the intent or the purpose of seducing a minor. The bill would instead make a misdemeanor or a felony for every person who knows, should have known, or believes that another person is a minor to distribute or exhibit harmful matter as defined, depicting a minor or minors engaging in sexual conduct with the intent of arousing, appealing to, or gratifying the lust or passions or sexual desires of the person or of a minor, and the intent or the purpose of engaging in sexual intercourse, sodomy, oral copulation, or with the intent that either person touch an intimate body part of the other. The bill would make a violation of these provisions punishable by imprisonment in a county jail not exceeding 1 year, or in the state prison for 2 to 3 or 5 years. In a matter used was harmful matter as defined, but does not include a depiction of a minor engaged in sexual conduct. The bill would make a violation of these provisions punishable by imprisonment in a county jail not exceeding 1 year, or in the state prison for 16 months or 2 to 3 years. By increasing the punishment for a crime, this bill would impose the state mandated local program to an existing law. So basically, what I'm reading and getting here is basically now, so in 2013, when the law was first passed, that it was a misdemeanor or felony. Now, what they've amended in the new bill that was just recently passed in California recently was, and I believe it either it's effective now or it takes effect soon, is that it's no longer that serious. It's not going to be a misdemeanor or felony, but that basically it's going to be... Depending on how serious the crime or the nature of the crime is, it's only possibly punishable by less than a year. These guys should get the fucking chair. They should get lethal injection. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that these people can be rehabilitated. You're basically okaying these kids to work in environments with adults like that. I mean,
it's crazy.
I mean, I don't know how true it is, but they're saying it's being backed by and for the LGBTQ community. And like me and my wife has voiced before, we have nothing against that community or even people of that nature. But if that's even true itself, we're gonna have some things we have to research and study up on. But how do you feel about that?
That's just disgusting. Like, not disgusting in a way like that, but in like, that's sickening to my stomach to know that it's okay because of a minor who's already has an understanding, you know,
of it.
No,
I'm agreeing. I'm
you
just
know, you know what I mean. To think that this is why I say that parenting is very important, because the minute you think your kids can start thinking they're grown, it's given out of a person that's not their age. You know what I mean? So now
seven too. Man.
You know what I mean? It's crazy, man, to even think that.
So the guy who actually okayed it was this guy by the name of Senator Wiener of
Wiener.
Yeah, and it's sponsored by an equality and the LA District Attorney. That's crazy. Attorney registration requirements for LGBTQ young people engaged in voluntary sexual activity with existing requirements for their non-LGBTQ peers. You know, we got to do more research and find studies behind this, but you know, to me, I have children, dude.
Yeah.
And nothing against the, you know, the that community or whoever is backing this, but I'm glad I don't live in California, and I hope this doesn't catch fire and inspire other states to okay.
But that's the thing,
because if it happens in Cali, man, Jesus Christ,
you know it's gonna move.
Like, this does not make sense to teach minors or children that this is okay. This is something God created for two people in agreement for them to act out towards each other because it's a gift. Yet we're going to teach minors that it's okay for them to do it with their lack of understanding. Their brains aren't even fully developed yet. They can't understand the concept. And this is okay? Ooh, man, somebody...
It's crazy.
How do you feel, man?
I already say what I feel. That's exactly how
I'll
feel.
I'll fuck you up. Straight up. I don't live in Cali right now, but if any of my peoples or those people are affected by that bill, straight up, man, just know I got your back. Let me know out of any way that I can help legally, because fuck that, man. I'm sorry. I'm not with that. That's bullshit, Cali. That's fucking bullshit. I don't know how that fucking got passed. Fuck that, man. This guy Jason, there's going to be more Jasons. There's going to be more avenging angels. I guarantee you that if this shit is fucking really, like, it's amended that way, there's going to be more avenging angels. Mark my words. We're going to take a break. We got to calm down. But in the meantime, I got to calm down.
Yes. You got to calm down.
You know, I'm just passionate.
I know.
I'm a protector by nature. And it just... I've always wanted to be a hero, man. And when I see wrong, man, it's just... I call it for what it is. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the discussion. But in the meantime, just do your research and your studies and protect your families. Please protect your families. Jesus Christ, man. I don't know what's going on anymore. What's up, guys? We're back. And I've calmed down. Thank you, babe. you know, it's just be aware of what's going on. I mean, SB 145 in California is no joke, and I pray for everybody who's against it that you guys figure out a way to stop this, because yes, it is not right. It is not right ethically, and it's not right spiritually.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, somebody help us. But moving forward, we have Black Panther, King of Wakanda, Child Development, and Marriage the Covenant.
What would you like to do? Black Panther.
Okay. So the mantle of the Black Panther has been passed down from generation to generation. No, you know, in a serious note, such a phenomenal cast in the movie, The Black Panther. Lupita Nyong'o, Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Winston Duke, Letitia Wright, Angela Bassett. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, none of that could have happened without Chadwick Boseman, right? Because before that, it was just a comic book. It was just a comic book, Black Panther, and nobody really knew what T'Challa would be like in real life.
Yep.
Until Chadwick Boseman put that on, not only on the screen, but into our lives. And, you know, me and my wife are just in appreciation of that, because we as Tongan Americans, that's how we view our King of Tonga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To represent indigenous people everywhere, regardless if you're from Africa, you know, the Asias, South Americas, or even the South Pacific, Chadwick Boseman did a phenomenal job depicting what culture looks like, because it was all fictional. It wasn't real. But yet, for some reason, we feel like we can go to Wakanda. So with that being said, from me and my wife to you guys, Wakanda forever.
Forever.
You have anything to say?
Yeah. Thank you for being a true heroes to my boys.
And our daughters. Shout out to Dora Milaje.
And I thank you for just giving them something to believe in.
Yes.
And to dream about, you know. Yeah. Being here as a minority is, you know, we don't have a lot of opportunity, you know. Yeah. And thank you for paving a way for just not only us, but everyone else in the world. So rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And God thoughts and prayers within your family. So.
Ibombe! No, I just wanted to say that. Sorry. Okay. Moving forward. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. Moving forward. Child Development, Marriage the Covenant. I'm going to go ahead and choose Child Development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with everything we just recently spoke about in this episode, it's important we as parents, regardless if you're married or not, single, or if you're just taking care of somebody else's kid, you are a parent if you're watching over a kid and making sure they're doing the right things in life to be a better person in life. It is difficult. It is tough. It is hard. I mean, there's no tougher role than being that of a parent over children. And you have to monitor everything, what they're listening to, what they're watching, who they're hanging out with, what they're eating. I mean, the list goes on, but more importantly, being sure not to mess up their development, because we can do that as well. We can fuck up their whole growth, right? The raising of them, if we're not careful ourselves. And why I wanted to really talk about this was, like, personally, we know people in our lives that we do question how they take care of their kids, but that's not for us to judge. It's just more or less if we're able to help or make suggestions.
In any way.
If we're in that position to, we will, but it's such a hard time now in 2020. Child development. My wife online homeschools our daughter. I help in whatever way I can, but I give credit to my wife here because it's the math that I can't overcome. That she understands some things about my daughter that...
2 + 2.
4. But my daughter at school would get away with, but now that she's here at home, oh, my wife don't play that shit. I'm sorry, but, you know, as much as I love my oldest... Baby, you can't play mommy. She knows the numbers, and this shit don't add up. So if you thought you could get away with it there, mommy's going to teach you the right.
You're going to get away right here.
How do you feel about that?
Nah, you know, that's a great subject that you brought up, like any other subject that we've talked about.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that I know is that my main concern is not even the child. It's the parents who's watching the child.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's like the child's already taken care of. It's you to guide the way and protect them and
to
do
help
everything to
them.
Help them. You know, you're there to guide them. There's a reason why God gave us blessings, and it's because He wanted us. He trusted you. You know, you take that opportunity and you run off with it, but take it in a way that you don't take advantage of it. But also know that you have an opportunity to be a parent. And the way I say that, the reason why I'm bringing this up is that If you're giving a child and you just, we are the number one bully, to be honest. As we talk about bullying and all that stuff, but if you don't take care of your child, you're going to mess it up for them. You're gonna be the things that you're trying not to teach them because you worried about your life is more important than their life. Trust me, it's not going to go well. And I discovered myself last week. You know, I'm not, because I'm learning too. I'm not saying I'm perfect.
We all
but
are.
Technology is not the way to shut your kids up. Because I'll be honest, we put our kids on the technology and they're trying to talk to us. I'm telling you right now, in 10 or 12 years from now, they're not even going to come and ask you to talk to them. Now they're going to be doing things, talking back to
them. Don't even need your consent.
And this is the reason why we got to be careful, because the subject that we talked about prior to this subject is that this is the reason why I kept saying, watch your kids and things like that. Because, look, now they're coming with the bill saying that it's okay to have, you know, like, to have those are the surrounding that I'm speaking on. You know, and another thing is, it's like you're surrounding with your kids. You gotta watch who they're around, because it can mold your daughter or your son of whoever that they're around. So that's why it's important that you as a parent to mold them the way that you want them to be. Because let's say you have someone that just do whatever they want to do in front of your kids are gonna pick that up, mm-hmm. grow up too quick. You want to watch them. And help them in the best way you can. I'm not saying I'm the best mother out there, but I try my best because I've given an opportunity to be a mother. You know what I mean? And that is probably the best title I've ever had, is a mother. And why child development is so important to me is that it's because of that. You know, I get to teach and guide my daughter or my sons or anybody that I mother, you know? So
that's good. Thank you for that. I mean, it's like we said it before in season one, and we're going to say it as many times as we have to until people really get the message. And train up a child.
Mm-hmm.
Train up a child in the way that you want them to be, and that's how they'll go. I mean, for me, just I'm going to say this once, and, you know, I'm good. But if your daughter or your son is claimed as a hoe or a loser or a failure or even worse than that, you got to look at the source. And who was the source? Who was the one that they came from? Who were they raised by? You can't blame the child, because you got to find out which tree they fell from. So,
and you got to speak life into your kids, man.
Every day, every chance, every time you get, speak life. Even if they fail, keep speaking life.
And
be realistic about it.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Last but not least, marriage, the covenants. Young couples, our people, all people. If there's anything we want you to take away from today's episode 8, is that understanding that marriage is not only an agreement, but it's an understanding that you and your significant other, your spouse, the one you love, is your soulmate, understand that you are the one I want to be with from the rest of my life until it's over, right? And for us, me and my wife, we believe in God, and God is the covenant. Because we understand that he is first, that me and my wife come together because of that understanding. That anything me and my wife do, we have to agree that God had that for us in the first place. Not because I thought it was best for her or she thought it was best for me. Because that is limited. That is temporary. You know what I'm saying? But if it's more or less like my wife prayed over me because she didn't want to argue with me, she didn't want to fight me, man, that's gonna change me. That's going to hit me hard and be like, man, I was wrong. So how do you feel about that? Marriage, the covenant.
Yeah. Covenant, the meaning of it is just an agreement that two people come together, you know, and why it's so powerful is that, like my husband said, God is
the source
for us. And, you know, we're not saying we're perfect, and I'm going to repeat this. We're not painting a picture out that, you know, we're perfect, because we still have our flaws. We're learning. But the one thing that we're doing is we're trying to learn and move up, not go down,
hey,
not go out, out, no go sideways.
Yeah.
And so our covenant is very important to us. Yeah, we're still working on some things, but being together, we've grown so much, you know, just because we put God first.
Yeah.
And because of that, like he said, I don't just go and make decision out of my own understanding, or he doesn't just go.
That's what's best for us.
Yeah, because he feel and at that point.
My son's over here looking like, you're my mom. You listen to me.
So, I'm not here telling my husband like, oh, let's come to. We always come to an agreement and see if that's what God wants for us. And it always worked for the best. You know, it may seem like we make the wrong decision, but it always worked for the best because you got to believe as well. And, you know, like I said, covenant is very important for a young couple to learn that, yes, there's going to be fight. Yes, there's going to be miscommunication. Yes, it's going to be, but what's the better way of knowing who the better your better half is, because when I'm down, he's good, and when he's down, I'm good, you know? So that's a very powerful thing, babe.
Yeah, I mean, our covenant, and I speak from our experience, this is facts, this is, you don't need to research or study this shit, you're getting it from the source, that, I mean, for a long time, I desired my wife physically, man. Like, my wife got a big ass, big titty, she's pretty, love her feet from her head to her toes, and like, that's what I fell in love with at first. It was what I thought. I wanted that. Well, I just wanted her body. And then I came into understanding through the years and the months and the weeks and the days and the hours and the minutes to the seconds that God was like, that's what you want? That's all you want? Because if that's all you want, you can find that anywhere. Let me show you something a little bit deeper. Let's open this book up and turn to page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and then you realize the pages just keep going. And this is actually a really good book. So what you thought would look good on the outside, you're just judging the book by its cover. You didn't even know how good the context and the details were until you actually got to page 777. And it's like, damn, man, God, you are deep, man. But I say that to paint this one picture. I'm in the 10th, basically 11th year with my wife, regardless of marriage or not, from me knowing her from day one when we first spoke. And I'm always discovering something new. We were talking about our quote of the day about purpose and how every day it's just being uncovered. I'm learning something new about my wife every day. You know, recently we just started, and go follow the page, Lethe Savage. I'll have it somewhere here. My wife is really funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has corny ass jokes, but there are times when my wife really makes me laugh. And it's hard because not a lot of people can make me laugh, but she really does make me laugh. And so she wanted to start that page to become an influencer in comedy. Because, you know, it's always good to share a laugh, man, even when you're dealing with depression. And she wanted to bring light to people who wanted to laugh. So with that, I was like, damn, that's so profound, babe. You know what? I support you. So with that, I mean, God showed me another dimension of my wife. So.
That's hilarious because if you ask anybody who knows me, they'll tell you I play too much. That's it. You know what I mean?
But you're using it for positive.
Yeah, I'm using it for not to be negative, but to be positive. Look, in a laughing way where when you're having a bad day, you go to my page, you laugh yourself out, you know?
But that's what I mean as far as like being in this covenant, that God reveals things to me before my wife does. You know, if there's something going on with my wife, trust me, 9 times out of 10, God's going to tell me before she tells me. And then we'll come into agreement and we'll pray over that and we'll figure. We said it before that it's no use of arguing towards each other when there's a problem. Come together, pray on it, and attack the problem and figure it out together. Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
Thank you, babe. Thank you so much. I didn't know you thought of me as a book.
that's a nice looking ass book right here. That's bad because the books I would read back then were bad. I just want to tell you, babe. I love you very much, and I appreciate this covenant we got in our marriage. So thank you for that.
I love you.
But man, it's another episode of Our 7 the Podcast, you know. We want to once again, Chadwick Boseman, we love you, brother.
Rest in peace.
Thank you to our donators, man. That helps so much. Thank you for the support.
And thank you for just tuning in. And
still
just,
need sponsors, you know.
We're still open for sponsors.
You have anything to say before we go?
Yeah, man. Stick through it and just find positive, you know.
Okay.
As plain as that.
Yeah, I mean, for me and my wife, to you guys, we just want to tell you guys we love you very much. Thank you for the support. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. And if there's anything you get from us, even when the times get hard, go through the storm. Don't stop and go back. From us to you guys, Wakanda forever, and above all else,
God bless.